McCall with the Backyard Chicken Broadcast. Last week, I had the opportunity to give a talk on chickens at a charming little neighborhood watering hole in Brooklyn, New York, known as Pete's Candy Store. For their Open City Dialogue series of lectures about New York City's most colorful characters, I was honored to be selected as one of those colorful characters by the series host, Jamie Hook, a filmmaker, theater director, journalist, and tropical bird in his own right. I had a very good time, due to the engaged and gracious audience of urban intelligentsia, mostly young, all full of youthful adventurousness, who came to hear about chickens, because they were thinking about keeping chickens themselves, or just because they thought it'd be interesting. Now I love to talk about chickens with other humans, almost as much as I love communing with hens in the garden, and I do everything I can to entertain my captive audiences rather than lecture with my chicken tales and small local agriculture propaganda. So I was fully expecting a thrilling evening. But what made this night particularly magical for everyone, probably most of all me, was an unexpected visit from Sam Trayton, chickener extraordinaire, who brought along a couple of regal specimens from his personal flock of Serama chickens. Seramas, S-E-R-A-M-A-S, originating from Malaysia, are the world's smallest chickens by breed, barely bigger than a can of soda pop, but possessing positively enormous charisma. Seramas, with their upright carriage, proud breasts, and nearly vertical wings and tail feathers, when posing or not, they're simply stunning. Technically, for those enmeshed in the detailed world of North American show chickens and American breed standards, the Serama is not a breed, but a type, because of the diversity of colors within the Malaysian spectrum of gorgeous chickens. The agenda of President of the Serama Council, Sam Trayton, is to share the joy of Serama keeping with North American poultry lovers in order to introduce their beauty, quality, health, and vigor to the world of American show chickenry. Promoting Seramas shouldn't be too difficult based on how compelling the birds and their breeders are, especially considering that, for all their splendor, the Serama chickens, hens and roosters alike, are neither conceited nor prissy. Their temperaments are calm and self-possessed. The Seramas that joined me on a small stage in the back room of an exuberant bar were adorably comfortable and well-behaved, perching on my hands and the hands of other strangers, being stroked and cooed and awed over. The Serama is a relatively new breed to the United States, imported from Malaysia in 2000 by the legendary Louisiana-born Cajun Jerry Schexnader, who, after retiring from a lifetime of banking and public office, made a sizable investment in the importation of a large flock of Seramas. Under current international regulations, such an importation is no longer possible. Meanwhile, Seramas were nearly culled to extinction because of hysteria over bird flu. As I've discussed on previous issues about bird flu, it's often misunderstood that backyard chickens, rather than factory chickens, are responsible for virulent strains of the flu. In any case, every Serama in America has some relation to Jerry Schexnader's original imports. Later this month, Jerry will host a Serama-only show in Vacherey, Louisiana. More than 350 birds will be in competition, among plenty of authentic Cajun culture. If you can make it there, I'm sure you'll get the full bon temps roulé, let the good times roll, treatment. One could argue that the Serama is not the ideal agricultural chicken. Serama are very small, so they are particularly vulnerable to predators, and warmth and shelter are a bit more challenging to provide. Their eggs are small, approximately one-fifth the size of a so-called grade A large egg from the supermarket, and they don't lay as many of them as other breeds. For those reasons and others, they are trickier to breed, and although many believe their meat to be an aphrodisiac and an effective asthma treatment, you won't be supplementing your caloric intake much from keeping Seramas on a small scale. On the other hand, the Serama makes a beautiful garden companion. Their diminutive stature requires very little space, and a pair or trio can comfortably be caged in as little as 24 inches by 18 inches of enclosure. Despite their calm, Saramas are very verbal when a threatening animal comes within range. So if you're nearby, you'll have plenty of time to come out and intervene. And yet the crow of the Sarama cock is 1/3 the volume of a regular chicken. So noise complaints from neighbors are reduced substantially in the case of urban roosters. They love to be out while you work on your vegetable beds, or just sit and watch the sunrise and sunset. Their mere appearance enhances the aesthetics of any garden, and they're inexpensive to rear, as each Sarama consumes only about 1 pound of feed per month. Even better, set free in your garden, they'll eat their share of bugs without trampling your plants. Regardless of their value in certain small agricultural contexts, they're a more sustainable pet than cats, dogs, or ferrets in any case, requiring less processed food, fewer trips to the vet and pet store, and poop that, rather than creating a disposal problem, is a real boon if you simply put it into your garden. Indeed, the Sarama is the most popular household pet in Malaysia, surpassing cats or dogs. At Pete's Candy Shop, I talked about the Bacaw agenda of decentralizing agriculture for aesthetic and ethical reasons by raising food in all suitable land, most importantly, in my opinion, in suburban and urban settings. Small flocks of chickens are an essential part of that vision, as they provide non-toxic pest and weed control, soil improvement through tilling, compost acceleration and fertilization, fresh eggs, and for making it so fun to be in the garden, you're going to be out there working your vegetables more than ever. In an email exchange after the talk, Sam remarked that his agenda is a little different than the Bacaw agenda. It's true that my focus is on urban agriculture for food, self-reliance, and safety and security. But the ultimate motivation for every variety of chickeners is having fun. From the Martha Stewart set to urban hillbillies, from the peak oil prepared to the self-identified foodies, from unorganized breeders to show standard husbanders. For none of us is chickening something we have to do, because for all of us, chickening is about having a good time. So I'd like to thank Sam and the Sarama Council for sharing with me and with all of us their passion for Saramas and introducing us to Sarama chickens. This is Bucky Bacaw. I had a good time.
Bucky Bacaw's Backyard Chicken Broadcast was produced by the Sagebrush Variety Show with support from Boise Community Radio and the Green Institute.